Warren and Donna Pett sold their dairy farm in Mukwonago in 1997 and became religious missionaries, first in Kenya and then in Uganda. They were shot to death in rural Uganda on Thursday when armed men wearing military uniforms raided the evangelical college at which they were teaching. Elmbrook Church in the town of Brookfield helped support the couple. Elmbrook senior pastor Scott Arbiter says another church leader is in Africa, working to have the Pets' bodies flown back to Wisconsin for a memorial service perhaps next weekend. Arbiter says it's important to have closure.
I know if it was my family member, I would want to be able to have a memorial service and be able to do a burial here. And so I think it's a matter of custom. I think it's a matter of respect and just a matter of love.
Arbiter says Elmbrook Church is sponsoring 120 missionaries around the world. One of their missionaries died in Colombia about 4 years ago. But Arbiter says the church does not plan to change its policy of sending people to various countries.
We don't want to be foolish about putting people in harm's way, but we also know that if we're going to frankly follow Jesus' example, we're going to go into hard places and we're going to go into places where there is inherent risk. And so we're not looking for a no-risk or even necessarily a low-risk situation. We're going to look for those situations where we really believe that we can impact people.
Elmbrook is one of many U.S. churches that send missionaries abroad. The Associated Press reports that Ugandan police over the weekend arrested one person suspected in the death of Warren and Donna Pett. Various potential motives for the slayings are being investigated. Uganda has been the site of bloody battles between the government and rebel factions. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.